with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, March 14th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Yesterday, the Missouri River Activities Conference released their All Conference Girls and Boys basketball teams, and a number of Plymouth County athletes from the Lamar's community were named to the All Conference list. Taking a look first at the girls' All Conference teams for the Missouri River, Lamar's had a first-teamer, a second-teamer, and three honorable mention all-conference picks. Starting at the top, Meta Scove earned first-team all-conference for the Lady Bulldogs this season. While being the top scorer for the Dogs, she also placed fourth in the MRAC in scoring this season. She was also a very versatile addition, leading the program in rebounds this year with 123 of them. Again, Meta Scove, first-team all-conference this season with the Lamar's Bulldogs. On the second-team list, Sarah Brown, a three-year starter, also earned her third all-conference honor by being named to the league's second team. Brown was second in the program in scoring, averaging 13.1 points per game. She was also a lethal three-point shooter this year, finishing third in the MRAC in three-pointers made with 61 of them. Again, Sarah Brown, second team All-MRAC pick this year. And then three Bulldogs were named honorable mention All-Missouri River Conference. That included Zoe Whitcup, Maddie Holes, and Jalen Marino. Whitcup led the Bulldogs in assists and steals this year, averaging nearly four assists and three steals a contest. Holes was a top contributor shooting the basketball, finishing second on the team with 34 three-point field goals made. And finally, Marino was the first off the bench for the Bulldogs, being a versatile asset and finishing third on the team with 23 made three-point field goals. Once again, Meta Scove, first-team all-conference for the Bulldogs, Sarah Brown, second-team all-conference, and then Zoe Whitcup, Maddie Holes, and Jalen Marino earned honorable mention all-conference. You can see the entire listing of all-conference honors from the MRAC by logging onto our website at klem1410.com. We've got the first and second team up there, as well as the final MRAC conference standings. And on the boys' side, it was a tough year for the Bulldog boys, but they still were able to get one all-conference honoree on the honorable mentions squad. That includes, and that is, Andrew Fafita. He was the top player for the Bulldogs this year, leading the team in scoring, rebounds, assists, blocks, and was second in steals. Again, Andrew Fafita, honorable mention all-MRAC pick for the Bulldogs after a tough 4-18 season. And we've got the entire listing of all conference teams, first and second, on our website for the boys' side, including the final conference standings. That's up on our website at klem1410.com. Coming out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, we've been waiting for these numbers, and we finally got them. They released their beds data with the adjustment for free and reduced lunch numbers for football classifications for this upcoming cycle of 2023 and 2024. And there was some changes for Plymouth County, just one change, as we take a look at where teams will be classified for the sport of football. Lamar's community will remain classified in Class 4A. The Bulldogs, with beds data of 535, and they had a free and reduced lunch factor of 0.3. So their classification number for this year is 4. 71.66. The Bulldogs, the 62nd biggest school in Iowa high school football, and they are the 11th biggest 4A school in the state of Iowa. Going down to Class 1A, and that's where we find the Hinton Blackhawks, who did not get affected a ton by the free and reduced lunch factor. An enrollment data of 183 with a free and reduced lunch factor of 0.16 leaves their number at 171. And so the Blackhawks will compete in Class 1A, up from Class A for a number of years. Hinton is the 18th biggest Class 1A school. And going down to Class A, this is where we find the majority of the rest of our Plymouth County schools, I should say. And there's one eight-player school still remaining. The biggest Class A school now for Plymouth County football is Kingsley Pearson. Of course, we reported to you a while back that the Panthers had approved a sharing agreement with the Wolverines of River Valley of Correctionville. So they will compete under the name Kingsley Pearson. And when you factor River Valley and Kingsley Pearson's beds data with their free and reduced lunch number, you will find out that the Panthers will be the seventh biggest Class A football team in the state of Iowa. Also in Class A football, Akron Westfield and MMCRU are basically the same size school when you add the factor. They're only separated by 0.08 of a classification number. They're about midway in the pack as far as size is concerned in Class A football. And at the bottom of the list of size of school in Class A, we find Galen Catholic. The Jays will be the third smallest Class A football school as far as enrollment data, adding on the free and reduced lunch factor. Again, in Class A, Galen Catholic, Akron Westfield, MMCRU, and Kingsley Pearson. And finally, in Class 8 player football, we find Remsen St. Mary's. The Hawks will be the fifth smallest Class 8 player school next year, with an enrollment data of 43.96 when you factor in the beds data of 46 and the free and reduced lunch number of 0.11. This information can be found on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website at iahsaa.org. In case you're curious about districts and scheduling like that, you're going to have to wait just a little bit. The Iowa High School Athletic Association does have to verify the classifications, make sure they've got all the numbers correct, and then the IHSAA will develop and share districts and groups in Class 5A, and that could come as early as next week. As far as schedules are concerned, the participating schools will have to submit priority lists for their available non-district contests, and once those are received, the Iowa High School Athletic Association will assemble regular season schedules for all participating school within estimated release of mid-April. Again, the classification numbers, the only change in high school, or the only two changes in Plymouth County, include Hinton moving up to 1A and Kingsley Pearson up to A with their sharing agreement with River Valley. Also embedded in the release of the board briefs from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, talking about the baseball state tournament sites, the University of Iowa will continue to host the IHSAA state baseball tournament for Class 4A and 3A this year as part of a year-to-year agreement at Duane Banks Field. Renovations have been planned at the on-campus ballpark, but athletic department officials now anticipate those updates taking place in 2024, which means the 2023 event will go on as planned for July 17th through 21 in Iowa City and in Carroll. The tournament is expected to require an alternate site once renovations begin at the 2,300-seat ballpark, but again, those renovations in Iowa City are going to be pushed back until 2024. So Iowa City will remain the host of the Class 3A Boys State Baseball Tournament. Taking a look at some basketball action still. College basketball around the area. The NAIA Women's and Men's Basketball National Tournaments, as they got going in Sioux City and Kansas City respectively. At the Women's Basketball Tournament at the Tyson Event Center, it was Central Methodist remaining unbeaten over Texas Wesleyan, 74-68. Marion University of Indiana, they defeated Westmont of California, 68-57. Campbellsville of Kentucky over Rio Grande of Ohio, 96-87. And it was second-seeded Clark from right here in Iowa, defeating Lewis-Clark State of Idaho, 87-75. At the men's tournament in Kansas City in the NAIA, it was 6-seed Tougaloo of Alabama defeating St. Thomas of Florida, 74-68. Top-seed College of Idaho rolled over Louisiana State Shreveport, 98-50. It was 7-seed Ottawa of Arizona over Southeastern of Florida, the 11-seed, 79-71. And the 4-seed Montana Tech knocked off the first top-seed William Penn of Iowa, 79-78 in overtime. And that was at the NAIA Men's Basketball National Tournament in Kansas City. And on the sports schedule for today, at least in college sports, some GPAC schools will continue in their national tournament run at the Men's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City. It'll be third seed University of Jamestown taking on the second seeded Warriors of Indiana Tech, and also the four seed Morningside University with Lamar's community athletes Caleb Dreckman and Will Potabom. They'll take on top seed Arizona Christian in the round of 16 at the Men's Basketball National Tournament in Kansas City tonight. At the Women's Basketball Tournament in Sioux City this afternoon, it'll be four seed Briarcliff with Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle taking on top seed Indiana Wesleyan. And it'll be 3-seed Montana Western taking on 2nd-seed Dort, featuring Kingsley Pearson grad Mackenzie Goodwin. So best of luck to our four Plymouth County athletes continuing their national tournament runs in the sport of basketball here tonight. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.